I shared a phrase during our last elders meeting in December. I prayed for our church, and I prayed that 2017 would be a year that would be characterised as a year in which we pursued God. And Matt picked up on that and said, "That's great. I want you to share about that on the 1st of January." And he asked me to share about my experiences over the last few months. And I'd love to describe that the last few months have been kind of characterised by me pursuing God, that I've been praying fervently, that I've been reading chapters of the Bible, that it's coming alive, every word that I've been reading, that I've seen God move powerfully. But actually, I've found the last few months really, really hard. Nothing major has happened in the last few months, but just a culmination of things has made it quite hard for me. In September, Nathan started secondary school, and the transition for him was really smooth, and he's loving it, and that's brilliant. But despite his newfound independence, I actually felt the need to be there for him more than I'd ever done before, and I'm not a particularly naturally maternal person, but I just felt this overwhelming need to be really maternal during that time. At the same time, Mark started a really busy period of work, and he was working away most weekdays and just home at weekends. And I was also working on a very stressful project at work that resulted in me working longer days than normal as well. And trying to balance all our busy lives, essentially as a single mum during the week, caused me to become really physically and emotionally drained. And as a result, I really struggled with my quiet times with God because I felt so tired. Normally, I'm the sort of person who gets up in the morning and before everybody else so I can have that time. And I just couldn't get up. And if I did get up, I just fell asleep again. And then I felt so guilty that I wasn't connecting with God because that's what I knew I really needed at this time. And then I would come away when I had spent time with him feeling more frustrated than filled. And you just think, this is not what it's all meant to be about. And so my usual capacity to cope seemed to be diminished. And what I felt like doing was just pulling the duvets up over my head and just not getting out. You know that feeling? It's a very wintry feeling, isn't it? But I have learned some things during this time and about pursuing God, actually. And the most important thing is that God is always pursuing me. And whether we're passionately seeking him or whether we're wandering around in the desert not knowing where we're going, he's always pursuing us. And he's always close at hand, regardless of how close we feel to him, regardless of how good our quiet times have been, he's always there. But to see that he is close, we do need to turn to him. But it doesn't have to involve reading chapters of the Bible or hours in prayer. There are times when we are capable of that, and that's brilliant, and that's a great way of connecting with God. But sometimes it can be as simple as stopping and just breathing in deeply and breathing in that God-given breath. And then that moment you can reconnect with God. It can be that simple, I found. And whilst God loves to hear us ask for what we need, he knows when we don't even have the energy to articulate all our own needs. And just by coming to him, we carry those things. We don't have to list them all off to him. And there are times that I know when God intervened in my situation without me specifically asking, he just knew what I needed. And he loves to hear us ask, but he does just meet our needs as well, just because he knows our heart's desires. But I also found specific times taken out of my routine really important, even though they meant leaving a pile of work to wait. And we all connect with God in different ways, but I found going for a long walk or using the prayer room at Epiphany House, I would highly recommend. We've got two prayer rooms in Truro because we've got our house of prayer over here, which is available 24 hours a day. So if you ever want to come and use it, ask us and we'll give you a code. But there's also one up at Epiphany House, which I love because although it's in Truro, it feels like it's in the middle of nowhere. But it's within walking distance, which is amazing. And then the other thing that was really important to me, a real anchoring point, and something that I'm very privileged to be part of as part of the TBC team, is that once a month on a Monday morning, we get together as a team in the House of Prayer and we worship. The first thing we do is we just worship together. And that draws us into God's presence. And out of that place, we pray. We pray for whatever God is placing on our hearts. We pray for each other. We support one another. And I think that approach is what I mean about pursuing God. Not pursuing an agenda or an answer to prayer or a change in circumstances. Just seeking God, seeking Jesus. And out of that place, we are equipped to pray. We are equipped to live. We are equipped to carry on with whatever situation we're in. I found this great version of Colossians 3 in the Message. I think it really sums it up. So Colossians 3 verses 1 and 2. So if you're serious about living this new resurrection life with Christ, act like it. Pursue the things over which Christ presides. Don't shuffle along, eyes to the ground, absorbed with the things right in front of you. Look up and be alert to what is going on around Christ. That's where the action is. See things from his perspective. And that's what I mean about pursuing God. Look at Christ, see what's going on around Christ, and see life from his perspective. And your circumstances don't necessarily change, but your perspective does.